Okay. Next patient we're gonna do is gonna be Mills, MILLS. And the first name is Valerie, VALARIE. Valerie Mills, date of birth was 11/1/48. She was seen 10/12. This is a 75-year-old woman, 75-year-old, very thin, dyspneic woman who lives in a group home, was seen today for hospice evaluation, period. Patient has 90% ADL dependency. She's in pain. She suffers from neuropathy, seizure disorder, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and dementia. Patient is currently on hospice with end-stage COPD surgery, hysterectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, colon surgery, no cancer, allergy, none. Medications, see the list provided. Family history, mom and dad died of pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, other family members with kidney cancer and colon cancer. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system, decreased activity, decreased weight, increased ADL dependency, shortness of breath at all times, continues to smoke, does not want to give up smoking. Under social, patient is a heavy smoker. She's still smoking about a pack or two a day, which is contributing to her end-stage COPD, obviously. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's been in real estate in the past. She's currently divorced and has two children, period. Patient currently uses the nebulizer treatment. Despite the nebulizer treatment, every 4 hours, she continues to be short of breath, period. Other medical conditions includes oxygen dependency, which she refuses to use because she has to quit smoking, Parkinson's disease, anxiety disorder, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, schizoid affective disorder, and hypertension, period. On exam, she weighs... She's lost 3 pounds per records. She weighs 98 pounds, 110 over 60, pulse is 100. Patient is a febrile heart, tachycardic lungs, bronchi and rals, noted abdomen soft, lower extremity muscle wasting, neurological non-focal, skin is dry. Assessment, here we have a 75-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, O2 dependency, which she refuses to use because of her aggressive smoking and tobacco abuse, period. She has lost weight. She continues to be hospice appropriate. Currently, she has a KPS score of 40%. Her pain is controlled with gabapentin and diclofenac, and mental status appears to be stable except for outbreaks of anxiety and agitation, especially in the evening. Given her current symptoms associated with weight loss, she is hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Okay, so that's the dictation for that. And then take the assessment, put it under a blank sheet of paper. The blank sheet of paper, put her name, Valerie Mills, date of birth, 11/1/1948, date of visit, 10/12/2023, and put face-to-face on it and put it there as well. Thank you.